Let's go talk to the DraftKings Big Picks insider from Paramount Sports, Lee Sterling. Get his thoughts on the Saturday-Sunday wild card action. Welcome back, Lee.
Thanks so much. Yeah, I'm excited about this weekend. There's some stats. Most people think that the favorites might have the advantage. But if you go back to 2010, favorites only 44-45-2. But the under, 93 games since 2010, wild card weekend, the unders have won at a clip here of over 65%.
So let's talk about the five games we have, two on Saturday, three on Sunday. Who are some of the favorites you like? Who are underdogs you're watching, Lee, from your vantage point with Paramount Sports? Let's begin with the Saturday games, get to the Sunday games, and tell me who you like.
First game, I like the under in the Cincinnati-Vegas game. I think you've got two coaches that haven't been in the playoffs, two young quarterbacks, one that has not been in the playoffs, Burrow, and also you've got Carr, who's been there once, but weather also a factor here. First game was 32-13. Second game is usually more low scoring here, and weather, big factor here, expecting snow. I like the under 49 total points.
What about Bills-Patriots? Who knows? This game could be 9-3 or it could be 35-31. But again, weather will be a factor in Buffalo.
Yeah, but unlike the first game, it'll be cold, single digits, but less than 10-mile-an-hour winds. And that really handcuffed Buffalo's offense in that first game. I just think that you got the better quarterback here in Josh Allen. He not only has passed for many more yards than Mac Jones this year, but he ran for 63, 64, and 81 yards in each of the last three games. I think he's going to have a big game here. I think New England, they saw their best ball about a month ago. Let's go with Buffalo minus the 4-5 here.
The Eagles getting 8.5 is an interesting game, and weather forecasts say rain, cold won't be a factor, high 60s in Tampa. Tampa and Brady always motivated to get another trophy. But the Eagles have been one of the better stories with not a lot of fanfare this year. Getting 8.5 in Tampa on Sunday afternoon, who do you like?
Well, Philadelphia is one of those teams, Bill, that probably would not have been in if they had the old system with six teams. And also, if they were in the AFC, they might have been number 10, 11, or 12. So outside of their defensive line, I don't see many strengths with this team. I don't think Tampa Bay's the same team as last year. But that first game, they were up 28-7 at one point in that game and cruised to a win, but not a cover. I think Tampa Bay wins this game 24-14.
49ers are playing great football, maybe the best football, consistent football there with the Chiefs in the NFL right now. Wouldn't shock me if they won the NFC. 49ers at the Cowboys.
Yeah, and since they got back Elijah Mitchell, they've been a different team running the football. Deebo Samuel, I mean, oh, is he a weapon running and catching the ball? Big, strong, fast, and you know, you've got Jimmy Garoppolo here. I mean, what has he done? It looks like he has not missed a beat, even with that finger injury. So, Dallas, I think they're limited. They need to get the ball more to CeeDee Lamb, which they haven't. So, they seem to buckle under the pressure. Give me San Francisco. Wrong team favored. They win in a shootout 34-31.
I think, if my info is correct, the Steelers are the biggest underdog and NFL wild card history at 12.5 points on the road Sunday night against the Chiefs. Do they have a shot at covering or a shot at winning?
I don't see either. I mean, they're going to have to get some breaks. We're talking about maybe, you know, three turnovers like what happened in the first half a couple years ago when Kansas City played Houston, fumbled punts. They're going to have to hope that Kansas City's sloppy. You know, maybe they hit on a big play, maybe a trick play or something like that. But they just can't match up with them. In the first game, they were down 30-0 middle of the third quarter. I think this game, it may not be as bad, but some people remember Dan Marino's last game as a Dolphin. They had won the week before. Remember, Pittsburgh was in a dogfight against Baltimore last week. It's a bar fight, and Miami won that game, that first wild card game against Seattle, 20-17. They lost 62-7 to Jacksonville. I like Kansas City big here, 41-14.
I do want to add on the Monday night game because of the Stafford factor for our state of Michigan audience. Cardinals getting 4 points. Rams, I know they're NFC West champs, but it's kind of a backdoor trophy or division title that they won. Cardinals have been all over the place, haven't played well outside of that Cowboys win in Dallas the last 3 weeks. Cardinals getting 4 points on the DraftKings Sportsbook app big board. Who are you taking, Lee?
Well, Arizona plays their best ball when they're counted out. In fact, they've been a team on the road 8-1 against the spread. I think you have to have a quarterback that has escapability against the Rams' pass rush. Kyler Murray has that, and the Rams are missing their top two safeties here. Let's call for the upset. I think Arizona gets it done and moves on. They win this game 30-24.
All right, for anybody listening, if they want to get in touch with the DraftKings Big Picks Insider via Paramount Sports, how do the people across Michigan connect with you, Lee?
Just go to ParamountSports.com. We do football, basketball, hockey, and even the UFC. All our picks are documented on the website and covers.com, ParamountSports.com.
Thank you, my friend. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk next week, round two of the playoffs.
Sounds good, Bill.
All right, Lee Sterling, the DraftKings Big Picks Insider, joining us on the NFL Power Hour, presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app.